Yes, yeah, so are you.
Dad, he threw a sneaker at me.
Charlie, what's the matter with you?
I know. I missed him. I shouldn't have rushed the throw.
Look at this mess. You better get that picked up before your mom gets home.
Where am I going to put it? I can't get in my room.
Why not?
The queen of the universe locked me out.
Becky, open that door.
And before she locked me out, she pushed me out of the room. I mean, if I wasn't so athletically gifted, I might have fallen down the stairs.
Bye, Dad.
Where are you going?
Out.
Hey, you'll be home in time for supper.
I thought she was grounded.
Darlene, now you got your room back, now clean this stuff up. Hi, babe, how was your day?
Great. Some kid called me sir. I told my boss I'm not wearing that hat again. Darlene, will you help me set the table, please?
It's not my night, it's Becky's night. Shall I call her?
Yeah, get her down here.
Becky! Oh, that's right. She's out.
What do you mean she's out?
As in not home? Derived from the English words at the mall.
I told her to be home by supper.
You let her go? She's grounded, Dan.
She is?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've been naughty.
It's not funny.
No kidding. She locked me out of my room.
Well, she is only human.
Dan practically threw me down the stairs.
See, that's why she's grounded. Because she's acting awful and her attitude stinks.
Plus, she's not even here to set the table. And it is her night. But I'd be happy to do it because, hey, whatever's good for my family is good for me.
Just set the table, Darlene. Suck up. It's 20 to 7, Dan.
Uh-huh. Say, is there any of that, bread?
Yes, there is. Is that your subtle way of asking me to bring you the bread?
Sorry, babe. Didn't mean to be subtle.
Mommy, have any milk?
Not anymore, but there's some in the fridge.
Nice, Elsie.
Why, if it isn't, Becky Connor, long-lost daughter of Dan and Roseanne Connor.
Uh-huh.
So kind of you to join us.
Is this supposed to be dinner?
No, this is the cocktail hour before dinner.
These beans are totally lifeless, Mother. If you'd steam them instead of boiling them, they might be edible.
Is there a problem?
No.
Where were you, Becky?
Hanging out.
Chicken.
Coming at you.
Well, you weren't hanging out here, which is where you're supposed to be hanging out, because you're grounded, remember?
Let's see what you'll come up with now. I forgot, okay? I'm sorry.
Hey, how about losing the attitude, huh? Now, I asked you where you were, and I want an answer.
Mom's waiting, Rebecca.
But out, Darlene.
Any answer? Come on, lie to me.
Do you have to know where I am every moment of my life?
Yes.
I was at the mall, okay? I got off the bus, walked directly into Rodbell's, where I met Diane and Sammy. We three stood near the entrance to the theaters, goofed on some mall cop named Ronaldo, split some fries, and came home. Is that specific enough?
Who paid for the fries?
Now watch me be specific. Thanks to that nasty, snotty attitude of yours, you get to spend another 7 fun-filled days and nights on the second floor of 714 Delaware Street.
You are not going to ground me for another week.
You want to
Mother.
Push it for 2?
You're so weak.
Hey, I don't know what's gotten into you lately,
hey,
young lady.
I don't want to hear it.
Hey, you apologize to your mother.
You're being totally unfair just because I don't want to eat your stinking beans.
Wrong. I am being totally unfair because that is my job. Now, you sit down and have a nice dinner with your family.
I hate you.
Hey.
I say disown her. Hey, Geeky, why are you in such a mood?
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, well, it's getting old.
Darlene, who asked you?
No one asked me. I'm telling you. You're really hurting Mom's feelings, Becky. The next time you sound off in her, I'm going to punch your face in.
Whatever.
Come on, Pudge. I'll hit you 3 times before you even touch me.
Go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
Darlene, give me back my covers.
What covers? Ow, ow, ow.
You really think Mom's upset?
You know she is.
Good, she deserves it.
For what, butt-nose?
For treating me all the time like I'm a little kid. I mean, she treats me like I'm your age.
Yeah, but at least she lets me go out.
Yeah, but you always have to tell her where you're going and what time you'll be back. I mean, don't you ever get sick of that?
That's why you're being so mean?
I'm just tired of her running my life for me.
Darlene, I'm packing you a turkey with no mayo, exactly as requested, and I expect you to eat it. Becky, we got bacon here.
I always eat my lunch. I do everything my mommy says.
I need snack money.
Oh, yeah, I need money for a new bus card.
How about you, Becky? I'm giving out cash here. You need some? Money, money, money. All you got to do is ask. Oh, somebody's still mad at me.
Not me.
No.
So, Becky, I guess you won't be going out with Jimmy this weekend.
Shut up, Darlene.
Ow!
Hey, Darlene, knock it off and go to school.
It's okay. I'm sure there are plenty of other girls who will be happy to go out with him. Maybe even a hot-looking senior with low self-esteem.
Need coffee?
Yeah. Becky, would you like more juice?
Hey, princess.
Oh, she's not talking, Dan.
Is that right?
Morning, Dad.
Oh, I stand corrected. She's not talking to me.
Looks like.
She's mad at me.
Looks like.
Can I have my allowance?
It's an honor to have you on the payroll.
Thanks.
Becky, you know what this silent treatment does to me, don't you? It just makes me want to talk more. In fact, it makes me want to talk constantly until you have no choice. She's coming around. I want to thank you, Dan, for letting her go out after I grounded her. That way, I'm the bad guy and you get to be the hero again.
Oh, come on, Roseanne. She's just trying to get a rise out of you. Ignore it.
She's been trying to get a rise out of me for the past month.
What are you talking about?
Dan, where have you been? She's hardly ever home, and when she is, she's locked up in her room. She only comes down to yak on the phone or to give me grief.
Great Caesar's ghost. She's acting like a 14-year-old.
She's obviously going through something, and she's not even talking about it.
Why don't you just try backing off a little bit?
Well, maybe I can pump Darlene for some information when she comes home from school today.
Oh, my God. My worst fears have finally come true. She's turned into her mother.
I have not. And don't you ever say that to me again.
Okay, Bev.
Hey, I mean it.
Kind of touchy, aren't you? Say, your mom's pretty much the same way, isn't she?
You're giving me a heartburn.
I'm sorry, honey. See, doesn't your mom get heartburn?
Becky, I want to talk to you. Becky, open this door. Dan, where's that screwdriver?
Roseanne, you're not taking the door off the hinges. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I counted a 5. Well, 6, actually, because I did 4.5.
Listen to yourself. I'm more worried about you than I am about Becky.
Well, I'm worried about me, too. She's driving me crazy. I tried joking with her. I tried yelling at her. I even tried being reasonable, but she still won't say one word to me.
Real battle for power.
Yeah, and I'm losing.
Hey, you're not taking that door off.
All right, then you go up and you talk to her.
This is between you and Becky. Bringing me into it is just going to make it seem like I'm on your side. Which I am.
No, you're not. You're neutral as usual. Dan, Switzerland, Connor. You just don't want to get involved because she still thinks you're Mr. Perfect.
Did she tell you that? You're making way too big a deal out of this. You watch too much Oprah. What, do you think she's up in her room having sex with the guys that take down the Tilt-A-Whirl?
There is obviously something wrong. Now, where is that damn screwdriver?
In the garage.
Fine. You gonna help me take that door off or not?
Not.
Good, then I'll just do it myself.
Good.
And if you can't do anything to help me with your own damn kids, then I don't have one thing left to say to you.
So, Deej, what'd you do after you got to Timmy's house?
Played in his basement.
Not cocky?
Yep.
You cheat?
Yep.
You beat him?
Yep.
See?
Darlene, ask your father to please pass me the toast.
Father, will you pass the toast to Mother, please?
Tell Mother I received your request and I'm shipping the toast out on the next arm. Why, there's one leaving now.
What's going on?
Got me.
Mom, what's going on?
We're playing a game.
Can I play?
No, you're too mature to play this game.
How come it's so quiet?
Eat your breakfast.
Dad, can I go meet Diane after breakfast?
Did you do your chores?
Mm-hmm. Gee, Darlene, I guess you'll be doing the dishes for Becky again. Since she's going out.
No way! Becky, you're not sticking me with the dishes again.
So I'll do them when I get home.
Well, why don't you do them before you leave?
Because I can do them when I get home. What's the difference?
Because I said so.
You're only making me do them because she stuck her nose in. And you just always do whatever she says.
Becky, I believe you're mistaken about that.
I can see that room becoming more and more mine.
You always back into her. Everybody does. But I'm not going to let her. She can't control me.
Oh, yes, I can. I am your mother, and I will control you till the day you die.
I wasn't talking to you!
Oh, yes, you were. Just then she was talking to me, wasn't she, Dan?
You're talking to me?
That's when the door would have slammed. If we still had it.
Steve thought that having Julia around would make it easier on Joanne because Joanne worries so much about him being a cop. But then when he was seeing that Swedish chick, she never worried at all because you know how icy those Nordic types are.
Is that what you guys do all day? Sit there in your patrol car and discuss your personal problems?
He's my partner, Roseanne. He's going through some rough stuff. Steve's very torn.
I want my taxes back.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm cleaning.
Cleaning?
Yeah. What does it look like I'm doing?
Looks like you're snooping. The girls will come home to an entirely reordered room and never quite know if anything was touched. Because clearly everything was touched. Mom used to do that.
I am not snooping. I am cleaning. And I am not Mom.
Planning on cleaning her diary?
I was thinking about it.
Roseanne, don't... You remember when Mom did that to you? Good for you.
I thought I had a handle on my kids. Becky's turned into a total stranger. I'm just looking for clues, you know.
So she's not talking to you. Big deal. I didn't talk to Mom for a month.
Yeah, and she went stark raving mad.
You're the one that told me to do it. So, see, Becky's no different than we were.
Yes, she is, and the times we're living in are completely different. Anyways, what would you know about it? You're not even a mom.
When are you going to quit throwing that up to me?
When your water breaks. Will you help me flip this one?
Now this is Becky's diary.
You think that's like the X-rated version?
If she's having any fun at all, it is.
Oh, thank you. What do you think she's got written in there?
Stuff she doesn't want you to see, stuff about you, stuff about sex. Same stuff you used to write in your diary.
How do you know what I used to write in my diary?
Because I read it.
You did not.
I did too, and I quote, "Dear Lord, help me stop doing you know what."
Well, I read your diary too.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so where did I keep it?
It doesn't matter. I read it.
You don't know where I kept it.
And I didn't just read it. Mom read it too. She used to come in there and read it right out loud and go, "Is this true? Is this true?"
My Scarlet diary?
Uh-huh.
I never had a Scarlet diary. So, you gonna read it?
I don't know. Then I really would be Mom. I don't know what to do.
She's 14, Roseanne. 14-year-olds are vile, testy, snarling, secretive beasts. Becky's perfectly normal. You just have to give her some privacy.
Yeah. With Mom, nothing was ever secret.
She used to force her way in, steal information, and use it against us.
Beverly Gate.
There are some things you don't need to know.
Well, how'd you get so smart?
Reading your diary.
Can I come in? Dinner's going to be ready in a few minutes.
Okay.
Will you go set the table for me?
I guess you want to sit up here and talk to yourself.
Go.
Go in. I'll leave it open.
I was in here doing some cleaning today, and I came across your diary. Well, diaries. I didn't read it, though. I almost did, but then I thought, I don't want to violate my kids' privacy the way my mom violated mine, so I put it back under the mattress.
So what do you want to prize?
Thanks, you just gave me one. You know, I just guess I hope that me and you would have a better relationship that I got with my mom. So, here's my peace offering. You know, I guess I don't understand everything you're going through. But then again, I don't think you understand everything I'm going through either. So, I'm giving you back your door because that's the way I'd want to be treated. So here's your door.
You can keep it closed whenever you want to. And sometimes, I hope you'll open it up and let me in. But no pressure.
We can't go to the movies because you're still grounded.
Not anymore. Mom let me off the hook.
No way.
I got our door back, didn't I? And we're going to the mall.
The old silent treatment really worked.
To perfection.
Aunt Jackie is so brilliant.
Mom is never going to pry her way into my life again, she promised.
Well, yeah, but now that she's done haunting you, I mean, who do you think she's going to go after? What about my life?
Too bad. But it's going to be a lot easier for you now that I've broken through. I mean, I have got Mom exactly where I want her.
Hi, I was just cleaning.